New breweries are setting up shop in Northeast Ohio, and some familiar local chains are expanding. Doug Tratner covers food for the Cleveland Scene magazine. He talked with WKSU's Philip D. Oliveira and began with a question he gets every time a new brewery shows up.
We get asked this question all the time, are there too many breweries? And yet I go to a place like Noble Beast that's in the middle of nowhere, right over by the WKYC building, and they're busy. Where you go to the new one in Hingetown, Saucy Brew Works, busy. At least anecdotally, I'm not doing their books, but I walk into these bars and they're busy.
Right. What are some of the more salient ones that we're going to see opening up in the next few months here?
We're going to see some new names enter the market, some older names. Thirsty Dog, a name you might know from Akron, they're opening a Cleveland location in the heart of the Flats. And then we have a really interesting brewery coming in the Birdtown neighborhood of Lakewood, aptly named Birdtown Brewing, going into a church of all places. And I think this might be one of the first breweries in Cleveland that is giving a church a nice new use.
Right. I think the only other one I know of is in Pittsburgh. I heard this one in particular had some trouble starting out. It's been percolating a little bit. So now it's finally, it looks like things are all set for it to open.
This brewery is being opened by Barrio, the same folks behind Barrio Tacos. So if you have heard of them, you know how busy they've been over the past few years opening new places. So maybe their priorities have been shifted a little bit to those, but I know they've got their equipment already and things are moving ahead at a clip that I haven't seen in the last couple of years. So I think we're going to see Birdtown opening with sooner rather than later.
Barrio is one of many local chains that's expanding its footprint a little bit through Northeast Ohio. First of all, give us a rundown of where we can find Barrio and where are we going to be seeing Barrio later this winter.
Yeah, this is another interesting kind of trend that has taken place in Northeast Ohio, this kind of idea of local regional chains. Barrio started small with a little shop right there in Tremont. Then they opened up one in Lakewood. And then really recently, Cleveland Heights took the old Mad Greek spot on the hill over there. And now they're heading to Willoughby. They're taking over a spot out. It used to be Oliver Twist in the heart of downtown Willoughby. So within a relatively short period of time, we've got four locations. And, you know, in downtown, I'm sorry, I forgot, like one of their busiest locations right in the heart of downtown in Gateway.
Keeping with the taco theme, there's Bomba Tacos opening a third location out in Beechwood. How are they a little bit different than the taco scene in Cleveland so far?
You know, I would like to say that they spend a little more money on build-outs and a little more time in the kitchen on these things. Bomba is run by the folks who own Polidar over there in Chagrin or Eaton. They opened the first Bomba out in Rocky River, second one in Fairlawn. If you've seen these places, they're really beautiful restaurants. And they do tacos, but they're kind of chef-driven tacos, so you're going to see interesting fillings, even interesting ingredients like duck and things like that you might not see elsewhere. And great cocktail program, great rum list.
And we have a well-known Cleveland chain expanding south down to Canton, Melt Barn Grilled. Kind of interesting. I grew up in Canton. It's a lot of chain restaurants, a lot of like national chains. So how do you think a place like Melt, known for its quirky grilled cheese, extensive beer list, how does that stack up to something that's a little bit more familiar, a little bit cheaper, say like, you know, your neighborhood Applebee's?
Yeah, I mean, I think these local chains are, and I'm going to do air quotes here, the best of both worlds, because, you know, for folks who want to eat independent, but they want to know what they're getting before they, you know, these are familiar brands. Even if they're independent, they're familiar and they're chainish in a way that you can rely on kind of consistency. You know, Melt is a great example. I mean, Matt Fish started in Lakewood in a small bar in 2006. 11 years later, he's working on his 11th location. And in Canton. So their brand is really well established locally, regionally. So, you know, these folks used to drive up to Cleveland to eat these grilled cheeses. So it's amazing to see how fast some of these folks have grown.
And we have to mention LeBron's favorite burger joint opening a new location in University Heights.
Wow. So for how many years Swenson's had, you know, the same, I don't know, six or seven locations down south, Akron, Cuyahoga Falls. And I think the closest they got to Cleveland was Seven Hills. But they haven't made a move in years. And all of a sudden, they got a food truck, and all of a sudden, you know, folks up north knew what Swenson's was for the first time. That's another kind of local regional chain that's going to start spreading its wings.
And as far as some maybe niche dessert offerings, quite a few donut joints opening up. Why do you think the donut thing has really taken off in Cleveland and in Northeast Ohio?
You know, it's funny. The question I would ask myself is, why has it taken so long? And, you know, it's funny because I've been writing about food in Cleveland for 15, 16 years. And sure, we have great old, you know, old world donuts like Jack Frost and Amy Joy. And, you know, these places have been around forever. But, you know, closer to home, Tremont, Ohio City, you know, University Circle, you know, where have the donuts been? And we people have been talking about opening it for a long time. I think it's a lot more challenging and complicated than people, you know, understand. It looks like a simple operation, but we're talking about a pastry product, a dough product. These are complicated things that require, you know, technique. And I think we're seeing it now is because we have a great stable of talent, culinary talent in this region. And they're deciding to, you know, it kind of started with this whole melt thing, this kind of niche, you know, restaurant. We're going to focus on one thing: tacos, grilled cheese, donuts, and that's kind of a combination of all this. Folks who want to kind of focus on one thing, do it well. So we had Brunuts finally open their doors in Detroit Shoreway, doing a great job. City Girl Donuts just opened up in Rocky River. Big Mouth is going to open up in Hingetown in the coming months. And, you know, I think we have a couple more that are going to open up. And I'm sure we're bound to get the same question we get when it comes to breweries. When is too many donuts? When do we reach peak donut? These are neighborhood joints, right? They're like coffee shops. You can literally have one on every, you know, in every neighborhood, and it still won't be too much.
All right. Doug Trattner writes food for Cleveland Scene magazine. Watch for his fourth cookbook with celebrity chef Michael Simon, Playing with Fire, coming out in the spring. Doug, thanks so much.
A lot of fun. Thanks.